Bracken, what news?
Sloane's daughter. She's dead.
Oh no.
Now his wife's taking ill, and I still have no answers for him. And no help. Did you find anything?
I checked all the wells. The water is pure.
Then I can't imagine what that eye cult is using to spread this sickness.
Are you certain it's them?
It must be. The disease isn't natural and not magical in our sense. Add that to the fact they're the only ones who have a cure. Tierney, my love, we need to leave.
Before the baby comes.
Sloane is in a rage. He's blaming us now.
He can't mean it, Bracken. He's hurt, he's grieving. He's still our friend.
He's still human and irrational. This is how Loxias took Sail and killed the Druid.
Derek isn't Sail.
Isn't it, though? Come, let's take a few hours' rest and go at first light. We'll leave everything here and go home to Fiaglen, raise our son there and...
Abandon the place we have protected for over 100 years?
Soon, Tierney, they will not give us a choice. Tierney, get up.
What? Bracken, it's not first light yet. Bracken?
Get up. I'll get the back door open for you.
Don't be a fool. We both need to go.
Bracken! Bracken! You lying monster! Come out here and face me!
It's Sloane.
We can't wait. They'll surround us in a moment. If we shapeshift into deer, we'll outrun them.
Agreed. We go to the fairy ring as fast as we can. You get in the ring, I cast a spell, and get us all out of here. Do not let them catch you.
All right.
I mean it. Don't turn back, and don't stop for anything. Not even me. Our son's life depends on it.
Let's go then.
No, damn them, it's gone! And this, an iron amulet of that damned eye.
All of the crystals are broken.
We won't make it to the Hunter's Wood. It's days away and they'll catch us before then. We'll have to use the standing stones.
That requires more magic. The spell will slow you down, put you at risk.
Better me than you. We can't wait here for them to catch up.
Bracken, I don't think I can make it.
You must. I'll get you to the Standing Stones. Get us home, and you'll be safe. Tierney.
Why now, Bracken? Why here?
Come, my love. It's not much further, and we'll have put them all behind us. Leave them to their new god. I'll lead the way.
There, just ahead on the hill. Get into the center of the stones.
Oi, Bracken of Silver Sheen, call on our worthies, Tara and the Hunter, Lord Fire, the Sea Mither, and Terra and the Violent, and the Four Faces of Air, to open the ring and forge the path home. Open the ring, open the ring, open the ring, and meet Tierney, our son, and me.
Bracken, hurry!
That's them! Stop him!
Bracken! Bracken, please!
I must hold them off until the spell completes and you're safe.
I can't let them follow you.
No!
Love our son. Protect him.
Bracken!
I love you.
Do you think she's safe? The Shattered God will find her and take from you what you stole from us.
Sloane, there's nothing of yours I ever wanted to take. I was trying to help you, and now I see it's for nothing.
Oh no, you don't, help me.
What is this? No. No, the deer shape is fading. It's the iron. It's leeching my magic. Gods, what's happening to me? My antlers are gone. I'm a human. This can't be. Tierney, my love, forgive me.
Green Man, Sons of Tara is written, adapted, produced, and directed by N.K. Schlodecker. Featuring music composed and performed by Eamon Coughlin. And with the voice talents of
Stephanie Evers Ard,
N.K. Schlodecker,
J.T. McClenahan,
and Deborah Snowden. You can follow our progress at www.tarasgreenman.com. Thank you for listening. Join us next time as our adventure in Tara continues.